We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and we're up to the year 874. Lamech was born in the year 874, when his father Metushelach was 187. And Lamech lived for 777 years. That's easy to remember, 777. And he quotes that Lamech was the first to have two wives, one for procreating, for Pru Urvu, who he treated like dirt, who would sit like a widow, like he had nothing to do with her. She was just the slave, the servant, who was there to bring children to the world and take care of them. And one for beauty. They'd give her a drink that would cause her to be infertile. And then they'd give her all kinds of beautiful clothing and give her good food. And the Seder HaDorot says that's wrong. That's not what happened. He says that's an error. Because it says in the Torah, Lamech had two wives. So two wives means two wives. Dov, we have to ask you to shift. There's a video camera videotaping. You have a beautiful head. It doesn't talk, so they like to see the lips moving. So. I think you got to shift the drop more. Toda rabba. Should I say your full name?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, in the year 930, Adam Arishon passes away. Adam Arishon lived for 930 years. And Lamech was all of 56 years old. His father, Metushelach, was 243. And it's recorded that Chanoch was in power. He was king for 243 years at that time too. And he was buried by his children, Shet, and his other sons, and Chanoch, and Metushelach. And they had this huge procession to honor him. And they buried him in that famous cave that Hashem had told them that that's where they'd be buried, in Maras HaMachpelah. And all of humanity, all of mankind gathered together to eulogize and weep the passing of their progenitor, Adam HaRishon. They were all his descendants. Now others say that he wasn't buried by people. Hashem himself buried him. There's a medrash that way. And Seder Olam, he quotes that Chanoch buried him and then lived another 28 years. In the medrash, Yalkut, it says he lived another 58 years. Other places it says 56 years, but that's an error. It should say 57. Okay, so nonetheless, we do have sources that indicate that Chanoch buried Adam and Shem. I don't know how that works. How could he bury Shem? So he says that's an error too. You know, Shem outlived Chanoch by a lot. So they buried him in Maras HaMachpelah, which was 2 days' journey from Hebron to the east. That's the cave of Adam HaRishon. That's what he quotes. 2 days' journey east of Hebron. In the year 974, so Chanoch had a daughter named Na'ama, and she would be Noach's wife, Na'ama. And then it turns out that her father, Chanoch, was 352 years old when she was born. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.